The happy sound of children back in the classroom and eager to learn. For more than 2 years, many of Mosul's classrooms were completely shuttered as the strict and extremist doctrine of ISIL forbade all girls from receiving any education at all. Now, according to UNICEF, just days after these neighbourhoods have been declared free of Daesh militants, around 30 schools are up and running, with more to follow. Abd al-Salam is a teacher at Muharrabin School. He's excited to be back at work and passionate about what education means to these children.
Attending school is very important. It first and foremost teaches them how to read and write. Every person should be educated and know how to read and write, starting at the elementary level. If there is no education, there is no life. Isn't that right? Life must start with education. When Daesh came, education vanished. And when education vanished, life vanished. Now, all praise and thanks be to God, life is back.
Smiling children squash together in front of wooden desks. Newly painted walls include brightly coloured cartoon characters that would have been strictly forbidden during the cruel rule of Daesh. As boys play football in the playground and stretch their legs under the winter sun, young Mohammed Saeed says he's optimistic for the future.
All praise be to God, the situation now is better than before. God willing, it will become even better. I hope everything goes back to the way it was, and Iraq goes back to the standing together, the Yazidis, the Shabaks, and everyone comes back together, God willing. I hope the schools will come back and teach us quickly so we can succeed and everything goes back to normal. I hope we will get water and electricity back and our nation becomes better again.
One of the reasons that these children are back in class just days after the terrorist defeat is that their families stayed put in Mosul even as the fighting raged outside. Liz Grande is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq.
If you look at the eastern part of Mosul, which is now completely under the control of the Iraqi security forces, you see hundreds of thousands of people, their lives are returning to normal. They're starting to rebuild. This has been made possible by the fact that 550,000 people stayed in their homes. They weren't displaced.
UNICEF says the danger's not entirely over, and 14 more schools are due to open in the next few weeks, after being checked for unexploded ordnance or booby traps. Many schools were used by terrorist fighters and badly damaged. The agency is supporting Iraqi authorities with water and sanitation services for schools, as well as basic classroom supplies for an expected 120,000 students. As the national anthem is heard once again in classrooms like these, there's real hope that normal life can resume across all of this historic city in the months ahead. Matthew Wells, United Nations.